One of the very first experiments I did as a kid was to grow a lima bean. I remember soaking it, putting it into a glass with wet paper towels, and watching it sprout. First roots came out, then a stem, and finally, several leaves. Yes, a seed is a wonderful thing. We can make it bearing ground fruitful. But a seed in itself is weak. It needs to have soil, fertilizer, sun, and most importantly, water. And if all these things are in place, the seed will grow. It will develop. In some ways, a seed is like a word. And words are very powerful things. Yes, words can comfort. They can inspire. They can teach. Words can correct. They can challenge or change a life. As we all know, words can also hurt. They can damage and destroy. They can break a heart. In the gospel this evening, we hear a parable about seeds. Some fell on a hard path, a path so hard that the seeds cannot grow. And so, totally exposed, the seeds are eaten by birds. So it is with words. Some words land on closed minds. Bigotry and hate can close a mind, and so can pride. Some seed fell on rocky soil, and this seed took root quickly, but then it withered away. But there's no depth of soil for the seed to fasten to, no water to nourish it. And like the seeds, some of us hear the word of God, but we only want parts of it. When the word challenges us, when it challenges what we think makes us happy, we're out of here. In other words, our faith is only good for some things. When it goes against something we want, forget it. Think about it. There are many things in our lives that we start and we never finish. This includes forgiving all those who have hurt us. Some seed fell on ground where weeds and thorns lay. The seed got off to a good start, but the weeds appeared and the seed got smothered. Yes, many of us want to be present to God in our lives, but we have distractions, and God gets crowded out. We are so involved in our careers with all the things we have to do that we have no time or room for God. Finally, some seed fell on good soil, where it put down good and solid roots. This seed, which is few and far between, found nourishment and produced a good harvest. Yes, there are some of us in this world who hear the word, understand it, and react to it. These people try to make the word of God part and parcel of their lives. And this is easier said than done. For making the good news part of our lives requires sacrifice. And often this goes against the grain. But in the end, it gives us satisfaction. It enriches our lives. Yes, the good news we hear each and every Sunday is precious seed. It can guide us. It can challenge us. It can inspire us. But it can do none of these things if we refuse to let it into our lives. In other words, if we refuse to let it permeate our being, yes, we might be haphazard and careless with the presence of God in our lives, but God refuses to give up. God is relentless. God keeps coming back for more. And so, like the sower who gives all types of soil the chance, God keeps sowing God's word in our hearts. And much of this word will be eaten by birds, or fall on rocks, or choked among thorns. In nature, a seed has only a short time to produce, a summertime to grow. Not so the seed, which is the word of God. So we humans need to realize that we are alive until the day we die. We are alive and capable of change and growth for the better. Yes, growth and development can come at any stage of a person's life. It is never too late. And let's remember here that personal growth requires suffering. It requires pain. And here I'm talking about unconditional love and unconditional forgiveness, which means there's no limit to our ability to forgive. To forgive someone who has wronged or hurt us. Like the seed that struggles to emerge from the soil. Like the chick which works to emerge from the shell. Growth and development hurts. To grow as a person, to become what God wants us to be, requires both sacrifice and process. We must be willing to nurture the seed, to enable it to grow, to water and fertilize it. And Jesus said, the seed sown in rich soil is a person who hears the word and understands it. He or she is the one who bears fruit and yields 100 or 60 or 30-fold.